Is mental health a result of karmic reactions, mental health problems a result of karmic reactions, or is it coming something from some physical stimulus? Okay, do mental reactions exist? Yes, of course. Baldev Vidyabhushan says in the Govinda Bhashya, his commentary in the Vedanta Sutra, that sometimes some people get bad dreams. So I know one person, he's afraid to sleep. Because as soon as he sleeps, he starts getting nightmares. It's a terrible condition to be in. The body needs sleep, but he just can't sleep. So now Baldev Vidyabhushan explains that in the dream state, Ishwara uses the dream state to give us reactions to our minor karmas. Reaction to our major karma come in the Jagrata stage. So, I may meet with an accident, I may fracture my arm. That's a major reaction coming at the physical level. But in the dream, my car collides with another car and I get injured. I get a fracture. That's also painful. It's scary. But that is relatively short-lived. So in that sense, if we could say that the dreams exist at the mental level, the body is not involved physically so much, but the mind, let us see. So there is an example of a reaction at a mental level. Similarly, if we consider every desire that we indulge in, there is a physical reaction to it. If somebody drinks alcohol repeatedly, then they are going to suffer from some liver diseases or other health issues. But a more damaging consequence is that that desire becomes stronger and stronger. So the desire, indulgence making the desire stronger, that is also a reaction at the mental level. And generally, another way is that I might have been living in Sattvaguna, in the mode of goodness, but then if I keep indulging wantonly, I may go down to Rajaguna and Tamaguna. And that brings into the whole mindset which makes me more and more vulnerable to negative emotions. So mental reactions do exist. The mental level is also real. And now specifically, when something happens to us, whether it is a result of past karma or whether it is a result of present karma or present situation, that separation is very difficult to have. Say, I'm walking along the road and I slip and fall and I fracture my leg. Now, did I fracture my leg because of my past karma I was meant to slip and fall? Or was it because I was just lost in my own world and I did not see that there was water spilled over there? It's both. It's both. Karma is a complicated subject. But you know, generally we say karma means action this action produces this reaction. But actually in our day-to-day life you may see sometimes a small action causes a big reaction. And sometimes a big action may have a very small reaction. We may sometimes drive drunk over for 6 hours and nobody catches us. And sometimes somebody may just drive drunk for 5 minutes. Just a little distracted and then knock over someone. And the whole that they are put in jail and a big reaction comes up. So basically the law of karma is Gahana Karma Nubati Krishna says. That we sometimes think of karma as this action produces this reaction. But it's not that simple. Action produces reaction. But which action will produce which reaction and when and in what way? In that, past karma also comes into the picture. So, for somebody who is meant to have a healthy body, they may walk on the water, but they might just look around, they might slip on the water when there's a pole nearby. They catch hold of the pole and nothing happens to them. Somebody else who has got a bad karma at that time, they slip on the water and not only fall down, but their head falls where there's a sharp rock over there and they crack their head. So the same slip may happen and both may happen because of inattention right now. But the consequence may be very different for two people. Because it's not that A will produce B as a reaction to A alone. When A produces reaction B, that also is determined by our past karma. So similarly with respect to mental problems also. Now, if there are two people, A and B, and both of them are chastised for making some mistake. Now ages take the chastisement like a blow on the chest and move on. And B gets chronically depressed by the chastisement and feels I can't do anything and just gives up. Now why such a big reaction? Because by their past karma, they were in a vulnerable position at that time and their mind was fragile and just became overwhelmed by that. So mental reactions do exist, and for us, rather than focusing on why something has happened, is it because of present karma or past karma, our focus should be on how best I can deal with it. And what that means practically, discuss in our future sessions. Okay. So thank you very much.